And I think it's just to be able to remind everyone that there is an organization or a voice on issues of social justice, and just kind of a response to racism and discrimination, and to put forward a progressive agenda in the Filipino community, to have Filipinos engaged, informed, and participating in issues that they may not think are important, because some of them have been here long enough to be able to have stability. There's so many more of our community that isn't stable, and we have also people who are what they call Tago ng Tago, TNT, undocumented, people who can't have a voice because that would jeopardize their status. So there has to be a progressive agenda for the Filipino community. And so all of these organizations were formed as a basis for having that voice, for providing services. Filipinos for Affirmative Action provides citizenship projects, provides jobs, provides organizing around issues. People will call and ask, you know, I was discriminated on the job, what do I do? Or I'm trying to find a place to live, but I can't afford it. Or I'm looking for a job and I don't have skills. So it's a place for people to come, not only if you're new in the country, but you run into a situation where you don't want to, you can't do it on your own. And it's always important to have an organized response, because institutions will respond to groups, not just individuals. So when they see that there's kind of a support from, you know, more than just an individual, they might listen more and respond better.